Okay, we are rolling right along at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you're with us on this Friday night. We'd love for you to connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, or perhaps you're just dialing in, tuning in, and you missed part of the show. We want to direct you to our podcast page, and that is yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Well, right now, we're going to head out to one of my favorite places on the planet, and that is Dallas, Texas, as we are looking forward to catching up with Rodney Fisher of RF Sports, rfsports.com. You want to check him out? Hopefully, he has had a chance to exhale a bit after covering the NBA Finals. It's a pleasure to have you on with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Hello, Rodney.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, our first order of business is we want to get your take on this year's finals and the Spurs' redemption against the Heat, winning their fifth NBA championship. How would you describe the Spurs' season and how they continue to distinguish themselves?
You know, when we talked before, we talked about the Spurs in their 62-win season, the fact that they didn't have to play a guy over 30-plus minutes in any particular game. And I think we saw the benefits of that in the finals. They were well-rested. They were able to bring in guys off the bench that could come in and contribute right away. And I think that was the biggest telling sign of a great organization in getting that win in five games against the Miami Heat. When you have a guy like Patty Mills coming off the bench, the contribution from Tiago Splitter, because he's played a lot of minutes this season as well, and, of course, the emergence of Kawhi Leonard. I mean, this kid, 22 years old, comes in and guards LeBron James for five complete games. That was pretty impressive. I just left there thinking, you know, just when we all thought that you had to have that big superstar and combine it with another big superstar to win in this league, here comes a team that plays a full, you know, team ball, the whole team concept, and they destroyed the Miami Heat in five games. So it was really a good thing to see if you're a pure basketball fan. And very entertaining, too, to watch these new guys and new faces emerge when you thought the Spurs was just the old guys from 99. And yet they're a young team. They're an up-and-coming team, too.
It's incredible when you think about the depth that the Spurs have, the continuity that has taken place within that organization. And, Rodney, I know that you and your father, you guys covered the entire the finals, and I want to take us back to Game 1 against the Heat. You were there at the AT&T Center when the AC went out. And, of course, we'll never forget LeBron James' exit, you know, those severe cramps that he went through, but some very unusual set of circumstances. You ever seen anything like that happen before?
Never have I seen something like that happen before where the AC
kind How of, hot was it?
it was hot enough for all of us in press row to be down in our undershirts.
Oh, my.
So
wow, that's a visual.
It's not a pretty sight, trust me. So, but, again, we were in the heat with all the other fans, and I thought the fans in general, you know, what was interesting about that game is that they never lost a lot of energy. They had more energy than some of the players did. They kept cheering. They kept cheering their team on. And then when LeBron finally went out with the cramps, they just got a huge burst of energy. And you could tell as the Spurs started rattling off those points in Game 1. And that kind of set the tone, I think, for the Spurs. They knew then this was going to be a different kind of series. I mean, anytime you have something like that happen, you know something's going to be different than last year. And they stayed consistent with their message that Tim Duncan laid down at the beginning of the series that they only wanted to play four games. And you can argue that if they would have just hit their free throws in Game 2, this may have been a sweep in the series. So I think they held that, you know, that whole idea of just doing this in four games and trying to get it wrapped up quickly. But to have the series start out with a broken AC, LeBron James going out, that put a lot of pressure on LeBron and the rest of the team to kind of deal with those outside sources. And then you had the whole Melo talk about is Melo going to be a part of the Miami Heat? I never covered an NBA final series where you had so much talk about what's going to happen in the off season, even more so than what's happening right now in the NBA Finals. So it was a lot for them to deal with, and it started with that Game 1.
Well, it is hard to believe that the NBA draft, it is a week away, and it is just around the corner, and we are so thrilled that Rodney Fisher from RF Sports, rfsports.com out of Dallas, is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We always like to pause as a courtesy. Rodney, tell all of our listeners across the country where they can go and check out some of your work online.
Absolutely. You can find us on the website, of course, rfsportsradio.com. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at RF Sports Radio and catch all of our stories there. YouTube and everything else as well, too.
Absolutely. So the San Antonio Spurs, they are your version of the 2014 NBA champions. They take care of business in that five-game series. And all I have to say is, Rodney, it certainly boosted the stock of our Dallas Mavericks, because the fact that that series was extended to seven games, you really have to tip your hat to head coach Rick Carlisle, his Mensa mind, and just how his Mavericks executed in that particular series.
I would agree 100%. I think it put the Mavericks organization in a good light. Because if you look back, I mean, they took, like you said, they took the Spurs to seven games in the playoffs to really get them ready, the only team to take them seven games. And then if you look at the Miami Heat, they were the last team before the Spurs did it this year to beat the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. So the Mavericks can really hang their hat on the coaching of Rick Carlisle. They can hang their hat on the greatness of Dirk Nowitzki. And they've got some really good building blocks going into this offseason. They're in a much better position this year than they were a year before.
Well, and you are so spot on, because there is no doubt the Mavs, the fact that they gave the Spurs their toughest test. I mean, beating San Antonio three times. And, of course, we will never forget. We've talked about it many times, Rodney, the fact Vince Carter hitting that big three-pointer beat the Spurs in Game 3 at the AAC. That was absolutely incredible. I'm sure it's still talked about up there in Dallas, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the highlight, if not the highlight moment, of the season.
Okay, so let's move ahead. Let's talk and kind of give a forecast of what you anticipate might happen for the Dallas Mavericks with the NBA draft coming up, what, next Thursday on the 26th. Who do you think the Mavericks will select with their two second-round picks?
Well, they got a pick at 34 and pick at 51. Mm-hmm. And for there, they're going to be looking at just trying to find some players that could come in and be good culture fits for their team. You know, they prided themselves on that 2011 championship and being able to run an offense where they didn't have to call any plays. You know, Rick Carlisle was trying to put together something similar to what he experienced with the Boston Celtics and Larry Bird. They had this free-flowing offense. He called it the flow offense. So what's interesting to me is the people that they brought in, Chris Udofia, the senior from Denver. They brought in Andre Dawkins, a senior guard, and also brought in C.J. Fair, who is a senior forward from Syracuse. And to me, by bringing in these seniors, these guys that played 4 years in college, they're looking for someone that could come in right away, become a team player, can learn the offense very quickly, and has got at least some time spent with the team and in a team environment, especially at the college level. So I think they're looking for someone that can come in and be a great role player because they have a lot of positions they have to replace for next season.
Okay, when we think about years past, the Mavericks have missed out on several big names, Deron Williams, Dwight Howard, Chris Paul. What do you anticipate? I mean, who might be that big, sexy name that they're trying to secure and to bring on board and to compliment Dirk?
Well, the prettiest lady at the dance has to be Carmelo Anthony. You know, if they can figure out a way to get him in there, that's going to be key. And Dirk uh-huh. made some comments yesterday on the radio here in Dallas about how he would love to play with Carmelo if he can get the chance. And there were some questions about, well, how would his game fit with Carmelo, them having to share the ball, Carmelo being more of a ball stopper, wanting to shoot the ball a lot. And Dirk said it best. He said, look, I can play with anyone in this league. I've proven that. You know, I play with everyone from Jason Kidd to Jason Terry to Monte Ellis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he knows he can fit with any player on the team. To me, this whole offseason for free agency will hinge upon, again, the Miami Heat and what happens there. You know, do all three of those guys try to come back? Does somebody decide to opt out? And LeBron is going to set the market if he decides to opt out, because in my belief, I think Carmelo and LeBron will probably get together if he does opt out to go somewhere else. And, you know, Dallas could be a destination. Carmelo said that that's on his short list of teams, along with the Houston Rockets and also the Chicago Bulls, that he will consider coming to. And if you look at those situations outside of Chicago, who's got the better coach team? That has to be Dallas. And I think it's going to be a definitely viable option for not just Carmelo, but any free agent to come and play with Dirk in his last couple of years. Okay. So he could be a very viable option, and him coming back to Texas would probably be a great fit for him as well.
Okay, the NBA draft, it is less than 1 week away, and we've been visiting with Rodney Fisher from RF Sports, rfsports.com out of Dallas. Always a pleasure, Rodney, and we will talk to you again real soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.